Sean Morse, the chairman of the Albany County Legislature, is a candidate for mayor of Cohoes, a city of about 16,000 north of Albany. The nephew of soon-to-retire Mayor George Primo is also a firefighter and local labor leader who has won the City Democratic Committee's endorsement over candidate Councilwoman Diane Nolan, who announced she would not seek the party nod because pressure had been placed on committee members by Morse's supporters. Morse dismisses that contention.
Nobody ever contacted me. Nobody called me to say, you should only have a concern from the other side or anything. And I've spoken to many of the committee people over the last couple weeks. I spoke to the chairman of the committee several times, and nobody ever mentioned any such pressure. From day one, I have promised the cleanest of campaigns, that we both live in this community. We have family deeply rooted in this community. We have children that live in this community. And this is really about what's best for Cohoes. And you can't think you'd be best for Cohoes if you use tactics, you know, that are considered, you know, dirty and hurtful and, you know, aimed at hurting a person personally rather than talking about the issues or the record of their years in public service.
Morse then challenged Nolan to sign a pledge to run a clean, positive, and honest campaign.
Let's meet. Let's sign this promise to all the people. We'll all be held accountable once we sign it, and we'll stand on that, and we'll run our campaign on the fact that you've been a council person, the president and vice president for 8 years. I've been a legislator and chairman of the legislature for 12 years, and people can judge us based on that.
Nolan has agreed to sign the document.
Certainly for the fair campaign pledge, I would most certainly go ahead and sign that as I have in the past.
Nolan has signed similar pledges for her last two successful runs for the Common Council, but is not backing down from her allegation committee members were feeling stressed.
I was aware of a lot of pressure being placed on people and a lot of thank yous when I decided to not seek the endorsement based on that.
Nolan would not elaborate.
I'd really rather not cite specifics because I was trying to leave the individuals out of any uncomfortable feeling.
Morse and Nolan will face off in the Democratic primary for mayor. Although Morse was unanimously endorsed last Tuesday night by the committee, Nolan doesn't believe that automatically sets him up for victory on September 10.
In the entire picture, I think it's actually the citizens, the residents that have the vote. I don't know if the party's endorsement weighs as much as it used to in the past.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.